Chapter 4th. With more capacity for love than earth bestows on most of mortal mould and birth. Byron. What are the hopes? Like garlands on affection's forehead worn, kissed in the morning and at evening torn. Davenport's King John and Matilda. Such had been the state of affairs for about a week, when one morning Elsie and her father met at the breakfast-room door.
"Good morning, Papa,"
she said timidly.
"Good morning, Elsie," her father replied in an unusually pleasant tone.
Then, taking her by the hand, he led her in and seated her beside himself at the table. Elsie's cheek glowed and her eyes sparkled with pleasure. There were several guests present, and she waited patiently while they and the older members of the family were being helped. At length it was her turn.
"Elsie, will you have some meat?"
asked her grandfather. "No," said her father, answering for her.
"Once a day is as often as a child of her age ought to eat meat. She may have it at dinner, but never for breakfast nor tea."
The elder Mr. Dinsmore laughed, saying,
"Really, Horace, I had no idea you were so opinionated. I always allowed you to eat whatever you pleased, and I never saw that it hurt you. But of course you must manage your own child in your own way."
"If you please, Papa, I would rather have some of those hot cakes,"
said Elsie, timidly, as her father laid a slice of bread upon her plate.
"Nope," said he, decidedly. "I don't approve of hot bread for children. You must eat the cold."
Then to a servant who was setting down a cup of coffee beside the little girl's plate,
"Take that away, Pomp, and bring Miss Elsie a tumbler of milk. Or would you prefer water, Elsie?"
"Milk, if you please, Papa,"
she replied with a little sigh, for she was extremely fond of coffee, and it was something of a trial to give it up. Her father put a spoonful of stewed fruit upon her plate, and as Pompey set down a tumbler of rich milk beside it, said,
"Now you have your breakfast before you, Elsie. Children in England are not allowed to eat butter until they are 10 or 11 years of age, and I think it an excellent plan to make them grow up rosy and healthy. I have neglected my little girl too long, but I intend to begin to take good care of her now," he added with a smile, and laying his hand for an instant upon her head.
The slight caress and the few kind words were quite enough to reconcile Elsie to the rather meager fare, and she ate it with a happy heart. But the meager fare became a constant thing, while the caresses and kind words were not, and though she submitted without a murmur, she could not help sometimes looking with longing eyes at the coffee and hot buttered rolls of which she was very fond. But she tried to be contented, saying to herself,
"Papa knows best, and I ought to be satisfied with whatever he gives me."
Isn't it delightful to have you?